Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, we want to welcome each and every one of you to the broadcast this morning because it is all about the entrepreneur, and we have a fantastic guest for you today who is going to tell us all about what she does as an entrepreneur. Now, remember, this show is broadcasting live right here on Blog Talk Radio, so go tell someone to tune in now. They can get on the phone lines by calling 347-945-7991, or they can listen via the internet. They can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. Leave us your comments. But before I go another minute, I want to just welcome my very, very special guest that you will be hearing from in just a moment. But I want to welcome to the show, which I believe is her first time coming to the show. Welcome, Natasha Harris.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Awesome, awesome. Natasha, I believe this is your very first time on the show.
Yes, it is, and I'm definitely blessed to be on the show, to be able to provide some wonderful tools for people to put inside their toolbox this morning.
Well, that's a great way that you put that, and I just want to go over a little bit of your background to let people know all about what you've gone through, or most of what you've gone through, just from getting a glimpse from reading your bio, and just tell them a little bit about your business, why we're considering you an entrepreneur, and why you are here on this show, because it really is all about the entrepreneur. We've learned some new information about entrepreneurs, and so we want to bring it to as in an open mic forum, and also to, like you say, give some tools to others, and then showcase those of you who have been working behind the scenes at being an entrepreneur for many, many, many years. And so this is part of the reasons we're motivated to do the show. So without further ado, let me just tell you a little bit about this woman that you're going to hear from. Well, you've already guessed it. Her name is Natasha Harris. She is the founder and CEO of Broken Wings Literacy Center, Inc. Now, that in and of itself is heavy, as my mother would say. That's heavy. And you heavy, girl. Barbara Boyle, boy, we'd be rocking the airways if that woman was still alive today. But my mother was all into literacy.
Wow.
Yes, and one of the things that she loved, she was a writer, and she loved reading, and she was a speaker.
Wow. Sounds like I got a touch of your mother's genes.
I absolutely do, but I didn't know it for about 40 years of my life. But so I'm sure that's a whole other thing, and I know you know something about that, to dealing with the children that you deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This,
she had her own center at her home because she had 7 children.
Mm.
So she had her own little personal daycare center going and her little literacy center. But Natasha Harris, believe it or not, she came up in the hard part of Philadelphia called the Badlands. Lord have mercy. That sounds bad, but we're going to find out more about that. But this led her to become compassionate, loving, generous, and humbled by her experience as a foster child in the foster care system. OMG. She is the oldest of her mother's 4 children, which quickly made her a role model for her siblings. Natasha loved to be able to assist her mother with helping and caring for her siblings. Her motto is, "How can we fly without the wings of education?" Well, that in and of itself is powerful right there. Natasha Harris is the owner of Kids Are Us Daycare for the past 14 years. See, I'm telling you, she didn't just get into this game. She's been in this a while. She started out at working with her foster parent, Gwen Robinson, time at her daycare center called Miss Gwen's Daycare, where she acquired the skills and abilities to lead, guide, and to teach children to aim for their full potential to be able to achieve great success in education at an early age. That right there is so awesome. I'm not going to read word for word, but you've done so many wonderful things. I do want to note that when Ms. Robinson started her after-school program and her summer camp, Natasha was one of the first candidates to go and help, not only with working at a daycare, but networking, marketing, and fundraising, so much so that Natasha had an innovative approach to finding new ways to save money for the program, and she can tell us a little bit about that. Also, she's a member of Second Baptist Church in Middletown, PA, under the leadership of Reverend Albert Lewis, as the pastor, and Gwen Robinson was one of the ministers there. The church ended up with over 50 children coming from one of the housing projects from Natasha referring them to come to church. So she's an evangelist as well. Ms. Robinson would arrange a meeting location to pick the children up, and the church even took the children on various field trips and singing engagements from the help of Natasha and the Second Baptist Church members offering their services. Wow. You know, just so many things that you've done. And certainly we want you to be able to tell us, you know, all about it. She is engaged to be married next year to a gentleman that stole her heart and mind named Derek Foster. They have 5 beautiful children and talented daughters. And so you tell us about that as well. But Natasha is interested in public relations, solving problems, communication, changing people's mindsets, and becoming a humanitarian. Well, if I could get a Create a Humanitarian Award, lady, you're going to get it.
Thank you. You will make my dream come true.
But listen, you know what? We're going to make your dream come true, believe me, you, because so many people have helped to make my dream come true. But lastly, I just want to share that Broken Wings' mission is to help children, young adults, and families reach their fullest academic and behavioral potential by identifying gaps in educational and social development that makes the learning experience a struggle. By equipping them with the tools, skills, resources, and learning environment to allow them to meet their requirements to become productive citizens in school and in life. So basically, the whole United States school system needs you. And so Wow.
That's phenomenal.
Well, yeah, when you said that you want to help to bridge a gap between the educational and the social development, hello?
Yeah. Well needed. Well needed.
Yeah, that's most of the country's problems with a lot of their children. Even before there were some other gaps in the education system, right? Some real problems with students, is their students' academics and what have you. The gap is, and it was always a gap in the social piece, but the gap is even wider now that we have things like, you know, handheld devices, smartphones, and these things are causing
yes.
problems
mm-hmm.
in the school. So I'm going to let you talk now because I've said a lot, but I had to say all that. And congratulations. Wow.
Thank you so much.
You're doing a lot. And so, wow, you know, you came up with an innovative idea to raise money. You started this business. You were a foster child yourself. You helped with your siblings, and now you're running this daycare center and this Broken Wings Literacy Incorporated Academy and Center. So just jump in wherever you can and just tell us how you do what you do and why you do it and what drives you as a entrepreneur, and you know, what are some of the ups and downs.
Well, one thing I would like to say is first and foremost that I thank the Lord for this opportunity, and it's only because of him I'm able to do the things that I do. One thing that I learned earlier on being a foster child is the fact that once my foster mother took me in and showed me the love and the compassion, the great compassion that she had for me because I was a behavioral, you know, problem child that came with a lot of issues, you know, and I even was a teen mom, you know, she accepted all of that into her home. She didn't even know, you know, who she was bringing into her home, really, you know, but she just trusted that God will make a way, and that's what he did. You know, the moment that I came to her home, she asked me what it is that I wanted out of life, you know, and I told her I just wanted to be happy, and I wanted to be able to provide for my daughter. And she told me she'll definitely work with me if I work with her. And that's what I did. You know, she gave me the opportunity to work at her daycare. And I thought that was a phenomenal, you know, opportunity. You know, your business is your pride and your joy. You know, so you just don't want anybody to come into that, you know, if they're not going to be passionate about, you know, doing things your way. And once she seen I didn't have any problem, you know, with direction and correction, then it was easier for me to move up in her company. She had several commercial, you know, properties. She had daycares. She had community centers. You know, she does real estate and development now in Florida. You know, so she's still evolving, and we still work together with our businesses that we have created now. You know, it's just a matter of, for me, in order to be successful, you must give honor where it's due. You know, one thing that I learned when I went to college, which I just graduated last September from the University of Phoenix, one thing that I learned is if you do not give credit where it's due, it's called plagiarism.
Whoa.
And we have to be so careful that we don't go around plagiarizing other people's stuff.
Hey,
you know?
Hold on. Hold on a minute. Ow. Oh, gosh, this needs to be a whole 2-hour show. Now, I know already we got to do a part two with you because you have just laid a lot on us, and we haven't even gotten all that deep yet. First of all, you were a foster parent. Someone took you in. You were a teenager with a child. They took you in with all of that. Then you end up still going off to college. That didn't go unnoticed. And now you're talking about giving all this credit to someone just simply because it's due, and how you compared it with a plagiarism when people take someone else's, maybe their words and things like that, like from, usually we hear about that in college when
right.
someone writes the paper.
But in the
and
hood
they go
terms, it's called being a fraud in the
yeah.
hood terms.
So
you know, it's called, you know, you're emulating somebody else.
Mm, without giving them, wow, but go right ahead.
And that's true. And see, for so long, you know, I was doing that, you know, so that's why I can relate to being a fraud. You know, they say you can only, you know a thief if you was a thief. Mm. You know, you can only know, you know, somebody who lied and kept him in the lie if you were a liar. You know, if you were a liar, you know, but thank God for, you know, the blood of Jesus and for him being able to come and, you know, wash my soul. You know, he turned it around for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he told me, you don't have to pretend. You don't have to be fake. You can be original. And I said, Lord, if you make me original, I promise I'll stay that way until I die.
Mm.
You know, and once I was able to break free, it was off to the runnings. You know, and I want people to realize that even though I have had this amount of great success, I have had my share of great adversity as well. You know, two of my children, their fathers had passed, and they were only in their 40s. You know, and then my late husband, he died from, you know, diabetes. And we was together for 11 years. So that's three kings. Three of them, you know, that dissipated from my life. So the losses that I have, you know, incurred, you know, it just made me that much stronger to know that when you have loved and you lost the love, that you still can love again because the Lord sent me another king, you know. But it was only because of my obedience and my steadfastness and my faithfulness to God. You know, and not dare take any credit from God or people who have been placed in my life. When you're in business, it's very important for you to network and market your own product. You know, you cannot be successful wanting somebody else to run your business because it's your idea, it's your way. And one thing my foster mother created in me is a leader. And she taught me how to create other leaders. You know, and never be afraid to, you know, go from one fishing pond to the next. You know,
really?
She always taught me, you know, I'm not just going to give you a fish. I'm going to teach you how to be a fisherman of men. So I don't have no need. I'm never in lack because I always know how to go out and fish, and I know the seasons to go out and fish. And I know that if this pond is not producing no fish, I need to move.
Wow.
Bottom line, why stay in the dead pond?
Wow, that's powerful right there, Natasha. That is so, that right there is going to help more than just entrepreneurs and leaders. It's going to help anyone who is struggling, like you said in your, like I read in your bio there about your center, talking about now, I'm talking about the broken wings literacy center. You know, you talk about working with people that are struggling, but that's powerful. If your pond is not producing fish, move. Wow, but go ahead. This is so good.
But how I was doing the daycare for the past 14, 15 years now. So what happened was my children, my twin girls, now I have four children and I have a stepdaughter. My older two children, you know, they're grown now. They have their own families and their own place now. So, you know, I just had the twins to focus on. But what I noticed was my twins, they have a kinesthetic style learning, whereas though anything, any ball, any type of extracurricular sport, they are, you know, overly, you know, competitive, exactly. So I noticed that, and I said, wow, they are really, you know, excelling above other children. You know, my children, my twins, they played 10 different sports over the course of these 14 years.
Oh, Lord.
You know, and the thing about it is they play two different instruments. They're on the student body at their school. They get straight A's and B's, you know. They're well-rounded children. But how the birth of Broken Wings came from, my children, before they left middle school, they were 2 to 3 years behind academically. And when I saw that, I said, the school thinks that they're just going to benefit off of my children's talent and not put back in their will. I said, that's not going to happen to my children. It's like the Blind Side story. I said, I didn't want my children to grow up and not be able to even fill out a college application. That wasn't going to happen because most of the education I had acquired, I was a high school dropout. So the education I acquired came from the Lord teaching me and from the powerful women who were entrepreneurs as well, instilling this inside of me. So I learned as I went along. It's like the Bible says that, you know, the Holy Spirit is there that no man, you know, shall have to teach you, but you will be led and guided by his Spirit, you know, and you will just trust God, blind faith, no seeing. So what happened was I challenged the status quo. I said, now, I know before these kids leave this school and go to, you know, high school, they're going to have to be really ready to meet, you know, the demands of high school. When I saw that high school children, some of them don't even know their timetables, I knew it would be a problem for my children. So I said, you know what, we're going to handle this right now, you know, and I advocated for services for my children that enabled them to get an IEP, a behavior plan in place. And you know, my children went from being 2 to 3 years behind to now they excel. I mean, my one daughter, her name is Tamar Pittman, Tashiana Pittman. Now, Tamar, she just got distinguished honors. She's the first in my entire family. Do you hear me?
Yes.
To get distinguished honors. And I said that wasn't nothing but the Lord that allowed that breakthrough to come forth. You know?
Being that parent there, like you said, to push the system and to demand what you knew God could do in them. And so that in and of itself, wow, is an amazing reason that as an entrepreneur, if people, I know if you're listening and you know anyone in that area where Natasha is, and before we, you know, run out of time, the show goes so fast, we want her to tell us about her as much as she can. You know, I don't, or you can at least tell us your website or however people can find you. I know sometimes when you're dealing with children and things like that, some things are, you know, sensitive or what have you over an international broadcast such as this. But as much as you can share, but as our people can connect with you. But I know I want my child going to your place.
Well, that is phenomenal. It really is. And you know what? What also happened and encouraged me was when I saw my children bringing 20 to 30 children home after school, because we have an after-school program, I was noticing it was filling up rather fast. And I'm like, wow, where are these children coming from? And here my kids like, well, Mom, we're going to help them. We're going to tutor them because they didn't know this or that, and we're going to help them. And I'm looking like, wow, they're giving back. Wow, they are able to reciprocate what I gave them at this early age. I said, Lord, just showing me the fruits of my labor while my eyes is open.
And I
said, many people don't even get that, even in the older stages of their children producing fruits so early. You know, that was such a blessing. My family has 5 generations. You know, there's 5 generations in our family, and I thought that was awesome because a lot of families haven't been able to obtain it and achieve that.
Yes, yes.
But just to know that, you know, Broken Wings Literacy Center is here for people, you know, with special needs, people who have behavioral problems, disorders, you know, and who have learning problems. You know, that's what we specialize in. We are the guru of it. You know, we'll go anywhere in internationally, locally, state-wise. We'll come anywhere to help to, you know, advocate for your children and to show you how to advocate. Our website is www.brokenwingsphilly.org. And we're also on Facebook at Broken Wings Literacy Center. And it'll come right up.
As an entrepreneur, we certainly are glad that you are here on All About Entrepreneurs. We just renamed the show this year, 2013. We've been on the air now about 6 years, but we just renamed it because I'm really, you know, pulled to highlighting entrepreneurs, what you all do. We know that the country, you know, really relies heavily on entrepreneurs for economic growth. And so we want to highlight those entrepreneurs like yourself, entrepreneurs in your field, the ones that may not get on the Oprah Winfrey Show or on, you know, Dr. Oz, but you still need to be, you know, highlighted and appreciated. So we thank you. Like
it's phenomenal. You know, I thank you for the opportunity, you know, to be able to see someone greatness and for you to be able to acknowledge it. You know, a lot of people downplay when they see somebody that's anointed and powerful and bold. They downplay it, you know, and they act as if, oh, they're arrogant. You know, they're, you know, acting bougie or words like that. You know, I don't consider myself that. I think I'm very humble. You know, I'm very peaceful and a compassionate person. You know, and most of all, as far as Blog Talk, for the past 2 years, my foster mother, she has a Blog Talk Radio, too, and hers is called The Source of Wealth. That's her talk show, and I've been a co-host now for 2 years, so it was awesome to have this opportunity.
Well, I didn't know any of this. We met on Facebook.
Yes.
Just through posting.
The Laws of Attraction.
Exactly, because I'm like, I don't know how I met you. I know I have an aunt who lives in Philly, so I'm not sure if you're somebody's friend on a friend of a friend's page, but I've been so excited to talk with you. I didn't even stop and play my little commercial today, but it's all good because this was very, very rewarding. You are a highly interesting person. What you're doing is just phenomenal, and anytime... Just, again, the fact that you're dealing with social issues and educational issues, that in and of itself is amazing. And the work that you're doing to help these students to reach their fullest potential. So I just pray that, I know you're a busy woman, because I would imagine coming from the Badlands, Lord have mercy.
Most people, all they have to do is Google it. You Google the Badlands, and you're going to see, during the times that I've come up, it was the heroin, the gangs. You know, even my own parent got caught up, you know, in the crack epidemic. You know, my mother, she and my father, you know, he was a gang slayer. So, you know, I was a product of my environment, but look what it created.
Wow.
It created a powerful force to be reckoned with.
Wow. And what do you have to say to these parents who are considering some foster kids who already have problems and issues? They're coming with baggage, whether it be a child or whether it be some other mental or emotional baggage. How should they handle these foster kids? Just take about a minute and share that with us.
Well, one thing I would greatly advise is definitely have the spirit of discernment, you know, to trust your instincts and not go against your natural ability to, you know, see things for what it is, because you're not supposed to welcome just anyone. You know, you have to make sure that your vision and your mission plan for what you want to see, you know, the children achieve, that y'all both can achieve that goal. Because if you don't, then you are going to have problems. You know, but I would greatly advise, you know, the foster care system and to advocate, you know, for the children that don't have an opportunity, for someone just to believe in them, just to love them, just to say, I value you. That meant so much to me.
Wow. And that would mean a lot, I'm sure, to any child. Now, we only have about 20 seconds left, so I would like for you to share before you give out your website again. But you, in your bio, I had read that you came up with this innovative way to raise funds. Can you share that with us? Because we have many entrepreneurs listening in that also need to raise funds.
Sure. You know, as far as my fundraising, what I definitely do, I like to do non-traditional fundraising. I stay away from the bake sales and the car washes. I leave that to the other organizations. For me, what I do is I hook up with other agencies and, you know, companies that's having events, and I offer to promote their business while, you know, in turn, I'll make a couple dollars on the side from promoting their business. Say, for instance, one of my friends have a comedy show. He just was on BET. His name is Richard Salter.
Okay.
And he has a big comedy show in Philadelphia. Well, I linked up with him to help promote his business and sell tickets.
Wow.
Well, he's giving me a portion of the proceeds where I could make $500 a month for my organization.
Wow.
Without putting no money out.
Awesome.
I have another friend who has a car lot. I call him up every year doing income tax, and I promote his business.
Wow.
And every referral, I get $500. That's another $500 for my organization. I'm not afraid to get out here into the trenches because I was already in the trenches. So I'm not afraid to get ugly. I'm not afraid to, you know, let the weave down. I'm not afraid to do that. You know, some people are. They're afraid to get ugly, and I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know,
I tell you, this is amazing. The time goes by so fast. We're already out of time, and we just have a half-hour spot here on Blog Talk Radio, and it'll absolutely just cut us off right without even giving us a warning, and I just want to put you on notice for that. In case that happens, just know what happened. But I tell you, I could go on and on listening to your phenomenal abilities and skills that you have as an entrepreneur. And you're down there. Now, how many businesses do you have all together?
I currently have three. I have Kids R Us Daycare. I have Broken Wings Literacy Center. And I have Anna Harris Group Home for at-risk youth, which will be opening 2014.
What?
And Anna Harris Group Home was, you know, geared towards my grandmother, who also was my mentor and who, you know, allowed me to stay with her during the time where my parents wasn't able to raise me.
My God. That is so many people's stories. And just for a minute, whatever little bit of time we got in Blog Talk, and congratulations you on your upcoming nuptials. God bless you on that. And
thank
ministry
you so
work.
Much for this wonderful opportunity. You are a great mentor also.
The moment
we linked up, I knew that it was nothing but the Lord that, you know, brought us together to bring this great work forth. So I thank you and I commend you.
It's a great work you're doing. You're a leader. You're a mentor to many. I work in a halfway house where I got people who have been on drugs, and maybe their parents did leave them behind.
Wow.
Them are the parents who left children behind.
Right.
I have to go and speak to some of them today even.
Absolutely.
I just wish I had enough time to really ask you some, you know, good questions that I could take to them. But I'm just wondering, you were in the middle of all that, and what turned you or kept you from following, let's just say, if you say your mom got caught up in the crack epidemic and your father got caught up in that world, what kept you from getting caught up in that, Natasha?
Basically, the beliefs that, you know, the family members that supported me, which was my entire family, you know, they supported me and they let me know that they loved me and that I didn't have to be a product of what my parents were, what I envisioned, you know,
Well, did you think that your parents didn't love you? Why would they have to encourage you with the love?
Well, I think what happened is, you know, when you are a teenager yourself and you're not able to be fully, you know, developed in parenting skills, then you might not have that, you know, coping ability to give your children what they need. So I feel as though that my parents were young when they had me. You know, they was young and inexperienced, and they had their own issues, you know, within themselves. So they had to find themselves first. You know, for me, it didn't take me long to find myself. It seemed like soon as God spit me out, I knew who I was. Well, you know, for my parents, it took them time. You know, my mom, she just celebrated 25 years of sobriety, you know, and I just commend her. I take my hat off to her. You know, my father, he's still, you know, blessed. He's a deacon at his church, you know. So God did some really great things for me. You know, it was kind of like the story of Joseph.
Now, are you the old?
Yes, I am.
Of your, it was five of y'all, and you're the old, okay. Okay.
Yes, and with my father, he has 22 children.
Oh, my.
And I'm next to the oldest.
What? 20?
Yeah. Yes.
My. And do you know all 22 of these children?
Yes, I do. Actually, when I moved back to Philadelphia, that was my mission, to put all my family back together again. And I achieved that goal, and all of us interact with the activities that I have. I always invite all of them and their children, and that's how we stay close. I'm like the pillar of my family and in my community. In any community that I go and I own it, you know, because I feel as though I'll be, you know, what you need.
And how do you do all of that and run two businesses and working on opening a third one and about to get married? Where in the world do you find time to do all of this stuff? And you're networking, you're marketing, you're helping others, you're raising your own four or five children. Yeah. Where in the world do you get the time to do? And you're on Facebook because I see you on here.
Definitely. Well, what happens is, being as though, you know, with my daycare, I only, at this time, I do overnight. I don't do, like, during the daytime, so I do overnight care. So that leaves my days open to, you know, go out to the community, do speaking engagements, you know, do workshops and classes and events, you know, for the public and for different organizations. So that's how I get to be free, you know, sometimes during the day.
Well, that's very wise. I got you, because I have a friend who also does something very similar up here. So I do know what that does look like.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good business, because up here in New Jersey, near the airport and certain other places, there are a lot of parents who need overnight daycare, people that
work
in hospitals where they work 24/7. So that's
and
a beautiful.
And it's just like having more than one iron in the fire. My grandma have always taught me to have at least four to five. She
all
said,
right.
Because if two fail, you still have three.
I know.
So I have been, for the past, you know, 21 years, I have always had three incomes.
Wow.
Even if it's, you know, my business, you know, my children get funds for their parents, and then for, you know, my spouse.
Wow. Well, that's like, you know, the Bible talks about those multiple streams of income. And
exactly.
T.D. Jakes laid that out for us really, really nice, so we can really understand it.
Right.
Over there in Egypt, talked about the five rivers and
bodies
of water. So this is great. We don't have any other time left. We're absolutely way past.
I really enjoyed it.
Cut you off. I wanted to properly thank you and properly wish you more success. I can't wait to have you back on. We got to get you on at another time.
And I'll definitely bring some of my friends as well. I'll definitely refer
my
friends for sure, because I know plenty of entrepreneurs, plenty of them from, and they do all, you know, types of things. My one friend, his name is Randy Keish. He was on the ID channel.
Wow.
You know, his story is really passionate. You know,
please.
I have another friend who's the manager of a club. You know, and she has her own, you know, entertainment business.
Sure.
You know, where she promote artists.
Well,
you know, I have so many friends.
Well, we're going to hear about them. And like I say, I'm in Philly quite a bit. My aunt and uncle have a church there, and my cousins are there, and they also have churches and ministries. So I'm in Philly quite a bit. They have some businesses. And so I also want to mention them to you at a later date. But
that would be awesome. I would love that.
It's been a phenomenal meeting you. Much success to you. Again, you can check her out at BrokenWingsPhilly.com. Wait a minute. What's your website?
It's www.BrokenWingsPhilly.org.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I was saying that right. BrokenWingsPhilly.org. O-R-G. Y'all, she's from the Badlands, and she's a bad woman, and I mean in a good way. She is awesome. Go to her website. I'll post it on our newly page We got an All About page, All About Entrepreneurs page on Facebook now. We'll hopefully have a website up before the end of the next couple of months. But go to her, please. She's beautiful. Go to her website. You've heard her beautiful inside, but she's beautiful on the outside as well. Go to her website. Check her out. Read all about it. It has gone down here today on All Entrepreneurs. I thank all of the listeners for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for tuning in each and every day to the show. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to definitely like us on Facebook now that we have our page. If you would like to do a commercial, please let us know. Our commercials are very, very inexpensive. And I'm going to play the commercial because I want people to hear sort of what a commercial would sound like, and then I'll play the outro. But thank you again, Natasha.
Thank you. I salute you.
Oh, much success to you and all that you're doing. And we're going to definitely have you back here and now for the commercial, and then that'll be it. And we'll see you all back tomorrow for Dr. Hayward Horton. More about entrepreneurship. And cultural elite.
Hi, are you a woman that's a leader and also an entrepreneur and looking for a group of like-minded, empowered individuals that you can connect with? Well, I want to tell you about Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, recently launched its new membership organization. As a member, you will have the opportunity to connect with other leaders and individuals who can help you in your development, help you as you grow your business, your life, and those around you. Trial membership is being offered right now at the very low rate of just $20. As a $20 member, you will get self-directed coaching, online group coaching. You will be able to be listed in our WLEIA directory, get a free online leadership assessment, and many, many other benefits. Well, here at WLEIA, we believe that membership has its privileges. So go on over to the website, check it out, and we hope that you join with our membership today. Go to http://WLEIAAssociation.wildapricot.org. You can always contact us on Facebook at Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, where we hope that you join with us as we help you get to the top of your game. We want to see you on top. That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get